Welcome back to Shabbos and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. For Parsha Tzav, I want to take a look at a concept, a topic that is deeply connected to Shabbos, and it is discussed in the Midrash and Midrash Rabbah on Parsha Tzav. So this can be found in Vayikra Rabbah Tess, which is in Parsha Tzav. It says, this is it starts off on Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Gadol Hashalom, Shachol HaBrachas Kluel Espo. Great is Shalom, is peace, because all the brachos are included in it. As it says, Hashem owes them, O Yitain Hashem Yivareches Amo Vashalom. Hashem blesses his nation with peace. And the entire piece is about peace over here. And the reason it's speaking about Shalom at this point is it's connected to the Korban Shlomim. The Midrash notes that often will conclude something with Shalom. For example, Birchas Kriyas Shema at night is concluded with Pares Sukkas Shlomecha. There's a mention of Sukkas Shalom, a sukkah of peace. We have Birchas Kohanim, the last bracha is V'yisem Lecha Shalom. And we have it in Shmona Esrei as well. The last bracha of Shmona Esrei, Amavarechas Mo Yisrael Ba Shalom. So often we conclude with Shalom. And we see it in this week's parsha as well when it lists all the korbanos. It says, Zos Toras Ha'ola, Zos Toras HaMincha, Zos Toras Achatas. It goes through all, this is the Torah, all the laws of the korban Ola, of the korban Mincha, of the korban Chatas, Zos Toras Asher. And then at the end it says, Zos Toras Zevach HaShlamim. And then, says the Midrash, you might think that it's only by the korbanos of an individual, but what about the korbanos of a community? So it says, of course, a different pasuk, ilu taseh ta'asu la'Hashem b'mo'adeichem, and it includes again over there with shlamim. Of course, a different pasuk as well. It says, Zos HaTorah, from this week's parsha, Zos HaTorah la'ola v'la'mincha v'la'lachatas v'la'ashem v'la'miyulim l'zevach ha'shlamim. So we see shlamim is often mentioned at the end because it's this the korban shlamim is a great korban that's symbolic of peace, and peace is such an incredible thing that Hashem wants to end off with peace all the time. So that's great and that's beautiful. And the concept of shalom, what does that have to do with Shabbos? So as we mentioned a little bit a couple of weeks ago, Parshas Vayakel, we spoke about the what some understand to be a prohibition to get angry on Shabbos. Lo sevareish b'chomosh v'seicham. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to get angry. The Shabbos is a time of peace. But we'll see some comments over here of the Midrash. It says, first of all, that all the brachos are included in it. Of course, we know Shabbos is a time of bracha. We call it the Makorah bracha, the source of blessing. So Shabbos, all the brachos are found in it as well. There is a comment, the next comment in the Midrash, praising peace. Chizkiah says, Gadol Shalom Shekol HaMitzvos K'siv Behu. All the mitzvos are said in relation to Shalom. And we know also that Chazal tell us that Shabbos is a major mitzvah, that one who keeps Shabbos is as if he kept all the mitzvos. One who violates Shabbos is as if he violated all the mitzvos. So Shabbos is a mitzvah that kind of has the weight of all the mitzvos, and over here we see shalom is associated with all mitzvos. The Midrash continues speaking about the importance of shalom, famous idea regarding Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah, because the Torah says Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. It says Vayichan in singular, the nation camped opposite the mountain at Sinai, and because it could have said plural vayachanu, and it says that earlier in the pasuk, but it says vayichan. This shows that there's unity in Klal Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Hare Shosh Ani Nosen Torah Levanai. Now is the time that I'm going to give the Torah to the Jewish people. They have achieved unity. But of course, when is it the Torah actually given? So Chazal tell us, the Gemara and Shabbos, everybody agrees, even if there's a debate on the exact date the Torah was given. Was it the 6th of Sivan? Was it the 7th of Sivan? Everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So, of course, a time of shalom, of great unity, that's going to be when the Torah is given. But it goes even further, and there's many more comments. I'm going to skip to a story that's quoted in this Midrash. It's a little bit of an intense story. But the Midrash says as follows, Rav Meir hava Yosef v'darsh b'leilei Shabbos. Rav Meir would give a drasha Friday nights. It says, "Havatam and Chada Itza Yitziva v'Shamalei Tansa Midrasha." There was a woman who would enjoy his Friday night shir, so she would be standing up listening into his Friday night shir. And then it says, "I'm seen as Adi Yisrael Midrash Azalavesa." After the shir, she would go home. Ashacha bot Sina Tefei. She would find that the candles had already gone out. The Friday night candles that she lit before Shabbos had already gone out. She's at this drasha. Amar Labala on Haves. Her husband says, "Where were you? It's Friday night. You're at the drasha. I haven't seen you. Shabbos candles are already out." Amar Le, she said to him, "Ana Yisiv v'shama Kalia Darosha." She said, "I was listening to the shir." Amar La. So this husband, he was jealous or upset or whatever it was. So he told his wife that you can't be here until you spit in the face of the one who is giving the drasha, who's the great Reb Meir, leader of the, or one of the leaders of the generation, I guess the leader of their community. For the sake of time, I'll just say the rest outside. So she goes to the basement and she's very disturbed. Reb Meir foresaw through a Kodesh what had taken place, and he announced in her earshot, begging that he said he had something wrong with his eye, and he needed somebody to spit into his eye in order to heal him. And he told her to do it, and she was hesitant. She said, "No, do it and spit into my eye seven times to heal me." So she spit into his eye seven times, and then he said, "Oh, thank you so much. Go tell your husband that you spit into my face seven times." And indeed she did. And not talking about the marital help that this couple probably needed, but Reb Meir saw the great value in shalom and was willing to degrade and disgrace himself in such a way, having this woman spit in his face seven times for their shalom bias. But if you notice, this took place on a Friday night. It took place on Shabbos, and it's worth noting that one of the points here is that the Shabbos candles were out at that point. Now we know that the Shabbos candles, there are a few different reasons mentioned in the Gemara for it, but the ultimate reason is for Shalom Bayis, that the Shabbos candles provide Shalom Bayis, peace in the home, in a very literal way, in a very direct way, in that it provides light, especially before electricity. It provides light so people aren't bumping into each other, breaking everything, so it really makes sure there's peace. And even just the ambiance that it provides and the calmness, not before lighting, but at least after the Shabbos candles are lit, there's a certain sense of shalom that comes into the house. And this woman and her husband clearly had some shalom bias issues, and it comes to the fore over here on this Friday night, on Shabbos night, and the Shabbos candles are out. And of course, how many times does Reb Meir tell her to spit into his eye? Seven times. Seven, seemingly also corresponding to Shabbos, because Shabbos is this time of peace. It's a time of potential for shalom. Of course, greeting Shabbat shalom, Shabbos shalom, indicates that there is a potential blessing of peace that comes into the world. So in this week's parsha, when we learn about the shlamim and the placement of the shlamim of being the grand finale of Karbanos, and as the Midrash says throughout its comments, as we read, the greatness importance of shalom, that's a major aspect of Shabbos, of the peace and serenity of Shabbos and the potential shalom that it could bring. And we should do our best to try to use, to tap into this koach, this power of Shabbos, to bring peace between husband and wife, bring peace between parent and child, between friends, community members. It's important to try to tap into that there's a great potential for shalom on Shabbos. And to try to think about that and be mindful of that. So as soon as the Shabbos candles are lit in honor of the shalom bias, and as soon as we wish somebody a Shabbos shalom, a Shabbat shalom, and we say shalom aleichem to the malachim, and we're focusing on this peace, we should try to make a real mindful effort to try to increase peace in the world, to increase peace within all our relationships. And in Mirat Hashem, it should lead us to a day that we're waiting for, a day of great peace in the world, of true shalom, true serenity, Yom Shekula Shabbos U'Menucha, where the world will be at peace. Mirat Hashem, we should be zocha to a Shabbos Shalom U'Mavarach.